Yes, could I get a sausage McMuffin with egg?
It's just before dawn, and Dr. Ozzy Granardo is grabbing a quick bite near his practice in Parker before making the long road trip to Rocky Ford. Once a week, he drives a 300-mile loop to treat patients at clinics in rural southeastern Colorado. In farming communities, primary care physicians like Granardo are in demand.
Any ear pain or pressure?
No.
Upon arrival at the Rocky Ford Family Health Center, Granardo finds he has a long list of sick patients, from a 12-year-old with pink eye to Jackie Height, a longtime victim of multiple sclerosis.
And I do have MS, and I've had it for 30 years, but it's haunting me again. I'm tired.
Granardo is in his late 30s, but the average age of a primary care physician in rural Colorado is 50. That means a big chunk of country doctors here will be retiring in 10 years. Steve Holloway is director of the State Public Health Department's Primary Care Office. He says there aren't enough young medical students entering family medicine to pick up the slack for those about to exit.
Our goal is to anticipate this growing need and try and respond to it ahead of time.
Many young doctors fresh out of medical school opt to go into specialties over family medicine because there's more money in it. So Holloway's primary care office is in overdrive offering financial incentives to entice young docs to embrace primary care. Their offer? $150,000 worth of student loans paid in exchange for 3 years treating an underserved population. That money comes from federal and state grants and from private donors.
Loan repayment is a pretty effective tool to allow people to make the choice that maybe was the choice of their heart, but not necessarily the choice of their pocketbook.
There are plenty of primary care physicians in the bustling suburbs of the Front Range, where a more affluent population has insurance. But here in southeastern Colorado, where family doctors are scarce, people are turning to nurse practitioners like Doug Miller. His training is beyond that of a typical nurse, so he can prescribe medicine and run his own practice. Even though he does not have an MD, folks here call him Dr. Doug.
I saw a three-day-old last week, and I see a guy that's still ranching at 96, and he goes out to the ranch every morning, spends all day out there.
Miller and Granardo say their family care practice is half medicine and half psychology.
A couple deep breaths. Good.
Granardo listens to Jackie's heart, and he also listens to her. She tells him it's God, not doctors, keeping her alive.
Well, hopefully your faith will keep you healthy.
It is. It has.
Like it is.
30 years? You think?
Know,
you think?
Good,
I'm not that good.
I know. She believes that, you know, meds are a last necessity for her MS. You know, she'd rather believe and walk in a manner of faith that will then help her with her health, which is fine with me.
Granardo's partners think he's crazy to pull 15-hour days driving the plains to treat rural patients, and he is crazy about the people who need him here.
And to me, making those connections is the best part about, really the best part about being a family doc.
Colorado is short 200 primary care physicians. In 3 years, that number will double. If you don't have a family doctor, now is a good time to start looking. I'm Carol McKinley for Colorado Public News.